Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it a haunted bathroom? Or did everything just seem to malfunction in that bathroom?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear about it. Call it in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with the advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's here today. How are you, girl?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you and I were talking earlier before we started recording about my mother moving. So my mother moved into assisted living and packed up her apartment, moved her there this weekend. Yes, I'm exhausted. It was a lot. But but Kathy helped me and my brother Gary, and we got it done for the most part. So in her apartment, she has a cedar chest that she's had my whole life. And in this cedar chest, there's like a Bible that she gave my dad, which is really weird because my dad was not a religious person. So that was kind of weird when I realized, I recognized it. I just never connected. My mom gave it to my dad. I thought that was weird. But there's all these things that my great-grandma had in there. She crocheted this or embroidered that, or my great-great-grandma, and all these kind of family heirloomy sort of things. But on the in the top part of the cedar chest, right in the middle, are like five really old dolls.
Ooh.
I have this thing about dolls. So
don't we all have a thing about dolls?
Yes.
Or at least most of us.
So we pull them out, take them to my mom. And we're like, what do you know about this doll? What about this doll? And she's like, well, that was my doll when I was a little girl. And that was a doll that your grandmother had. And we go, what about this one? And that one was probably 6 inches tall. It looked like, and it felt like leather. It looked kind of like a little voodoo doll is what it looked like. Almost like they had painted on a face. It was not like, it was really, really old. So this could have been like my great-great-grandmother's doll when she was a kid. But it was dark, dark, dark brown. So I go, well, what about this one? And mom goes, oh, I've never seen that one before. And I'm like, do you mind if we throw that one away? Because I'm like, that one's creeping me out. But here's my question to you. So this cedar chest full of heirlooms, I guess, are the things that my mom's collected over the years, all this family stuff that goes back two or more generations, along with these dolls, that's all coming to my house because it's really heavy. So it'll all be at my house. What would you do with the dolls? Now, these dolls, like some of them, I would say are from close to 1900. The one my mom had was probably from the 1940s. What would you do with them?
Now, okay, this is gonna sound like really bad, but I would sell them.
I'm kind of thinking about selling them, and because I'm not personally attached to them, but I'm like, I was telling Kathy, I don't really want these dolls in my house. But the other thing I got to think about later is like, okay, my mom's had them in her house her entire life. We did live in a haunted house as a kid. That chest of drawers would have been there. Or not chest of drawers. It's a cedar chest would have been there. But then it hasn't, like, her most recent apartment's not been haunted. I don't think her last one was haunted. So it's like, okay, I don't think things have been haunting my mom.
Like, unless it was.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about this.
So I say don't take your chances and sell them.
But either way, they got to come to my house for a while because you got to figure out what you've got and what you're selling and how to sell it. I don't even know how to sell it. My mom has a bunch of things I'm trying to figure out how to sell. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any advice on old coins and stuff, let me know because I didn't know she was a coin collector. Until now, she's 86 years old. I just found that out. So I don't know. I don't know what to do about these dolls. I'm having a little bit of anxiety over it.
Really?
Would you?
I'm like, I'd just like keep them out in like the garage or something, or just maybe 20 yards away from our house.
And 20 Six yards away under? Would, yeah, I don't know. I could put them in the murder she shed out back.
Yeah, put them in there.
I don't know what to do with them. So make the girl who does more. Not like dolls is getting, I think, 5
older
what
dolls.
Look like haunted dolls in her house. And I'm a little bit apprehensive about that. And well, even I brought some things home from there, from mom's house, and they are here. And they're the first night I was like, what if this stuff is all haunted objects? So far, everything's fine. So I'm
yeah, because like, what are the chances of it actually being a haunted object? Pretty high, but still.
Thanks for the reassurance. I feel better. I feel better now. Pretty high, Carol.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
Okay, here is a story, and it says, I wanted to write to you guys about some strange things that have been going on here at my job. I work at a hospital. It's a newer building that is about 8 years old. I work in the basement area, and no, it's not like a dungeon. It's offices and stuff, so it's not creepy. Though the morgue is a hop, skip, and a jump away. Recently, I would say that within the last 2 to 3 weeks, things have been getting really strange. The last office worker to go home from this area was leaving super late because she had some special projects to finish up. And by super late, I mean 11 p.m. Ooh, that is really late. So the only people around, the only people around during that time in this area are housekeeping, but even then, they are out of here by 7. So she was here by herself, and the toilets started flushing over and over. And then it would do it again. Then it would stop. Then it would start again. Naturally, when she first told us, we were cracking up and said, maybe it's a ghost that can't hold it in anymore. By the way, our cubicles are right across from the restrooms. It's only one men's toilet and one women's toilet. So we see everyone going in or coming out and waiting for the restroom. Anyways, we didn't really take it too seriously. Then randomly during the day, we would hear the paper towel dispenser going. It's one of those dispensers that has the sensor on it, so you have to put your hand in front of the paper towel and only spits out one at a time. You can't get another piece of towel until you rip that one off. Well, we were like, what the heck? But no one wanted to look into it. When someone finally went in, there was a piece of paper towel hanging and one piece on the sink. So we kind of freaked out, but I told everyone, listen, I don't mind a ghost, but the minute it messes with the lights, I'm out of here. So the next day, my coworker went into the restroom and the light shut off. She screamed, ran out of the restroom, told us the light shut off. And I was like, oh, hell no. And during the day now, the toilets will flush randomly and the paper towel dispenser will go off, but the lights haven't been messed with since that one time. So now we literally rush in and rush out if we have to use the restroom. But just yesterday, when we were talking about it, another coworker had said that she's been leaving small piles of paperwork organized a certain way, and when she comes in the next day, it would be organized the opposite way. Like if she had it in alphabetical order, A to Z, she'll find it Z to A in the morning. Or she'll be looking for paperwork and will find it in a binder she hasn't been in for months. It's just little things that are now being all put together. Like, what's going on? So I threw out that we have a ghost, but no one is really saying, yes, it's a ghost. However, they know something's going on. There's also a construction guy who is here now and then who worked on this building, and he would hear things in certain areas. I will try to squeeze some stories out of him and send them in also. Well, I'll let you guys know if there are any more developments of our hospital office ghost. It's almost a hospital bathroom ghost. Thank you, Melissa. So what do you think? You think that's a haunting, or could it be malfunctioning bathrooms?
Malfunctioning bathrooms. Because, like, sometimes just, like, lights go off. Just turn them back on.
Because sometimes there's an electrical, like, a quick little, that happens, you know, like, the electricity goes out for, like, a second.
Yeah, that happens at my school, like, all the time. So it makes sense, like, in, like, a workplace that has, like, roughly the same amount of people.
But it would go off all over. But then who's to... Well, I guess you would lock the door if there's just one stall. Because I was going to say, like, who's to say somebody didn't just pop in and shut the light off real quick?
Yeah.
But bathrooms flushing by themselves, that is weird. And the toilet dispensers, or the paper towel, they don't usually go off by themselves because they're sensors.
Mm-hmm. But then again, it could just be like a foggy sensor.
Yeah. So that one's hard to say because, I mean, maybe there's a logical explanation. And it sounds like it hasn't been happening historically forever.
Yeah.
But then they are next to the morgue. Could it be, honestly, like something passed away and it's like, I'm just going to hang out in the bathroom for a while?
Or maybe just things need to be updated.
Maybe that's it. Call maintenance. You're in a hospital. You got a maintenance department. Call them. Have them look into it. Then the stacks of paper. That's really a weird thing. Like, it's alphabetized A to Z and then it's backwards. That's just weird.
Yeah.
But what I find even weirder, it says the other one. She'll be looking for paperwork and find it in a binder she hasn't been in for months. I think that's even weirder because most people who work with lots of paperwork, hospital, you probably do.
Yeah.
If you haven't looked in a binder for months, how did you ever find the paper in that binder? Did you pull out all the binders? That would have taken me months to ever find that. I would have been like months later, oh, here's that piece of paper I was looking for. So that one I think is a little bit strange because I would have never ever found that in a million years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a call next. So we think maybe haunted, maybe not, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know about that one. It could be, maybe not. Yeah. Okay, here's a story.
Hi there, everybody. My name's Olivia. I'm from Eugene, Oregon. And I'm calling with a little bit of a weird story I had happen to me about a month ago. I just discovered your podcast also about a month ago, and it's been great. So thanks for what you're doing. Keep on doing it. Anyways, I work as a horse trainer in Oregon and Washington areas. And so I go to a bunch of different clients, kind of all over the state. And I work with their horses, and all that fun stuff. Been doing it since I was a kid, but this is what I do professionally now after graduating college in a pandemic and not having access to any other jobs. But anyways, the story. So I was at, this one small facility out in Washington, in Washougal, Washington, and it's pretty hidden in the woods. It's got a long driveway. it's really down there and it's kind of creepy if you're out there, especially at night. It's just a classic kind of farmhouse in a country area. But I was coming out of the barn, and directly in front is a huge expanse of forest, of the woods. And I was coming out, and this was like 6-7 in the morning. And I was coming out, and all of a sudden from the woods I hear a hello, and it sounds like a children's voice. Very clear, night and day, children's voice. But the owners of the house, the children were both at work. I mean, the children were at school, and the parents were both at work. So it was weird. There wasn't supposed to be anybody there or any voices. So I kind of shrugged it off, thought, oh, maybe it's just a bird, whatever. So I kind of walk closer, and I kind of look around, and it does it again. It says, hello. And it's a perfect children's voice. It just sounds so I'm worried that there's a kid in the woods. So I kind of go in the woods and peek in there, and I say hello back, and it answers back. It says hello, like we're having a conversation. And I'm freaking out at this point because I'm in the middle of nowhere in the woods. You know, nobody's home. The horses are all kind of freaking out. They're not, they know something's up. And so do the cows, and you know, how animals just know things before people do. But I ask it hello again, and it just answers it back. And I, you know, I say like, do you need help? And it just keeps saying hello, just shouting it at me. And so I go back into the barn, and I kind of have this feeling, because I remembered learning about skinwalkers, and how they like to mimic voices to lure you in. So I kind of panicked. and I kept going closer, you know, probably a stupid thing to do, but eventually I heard it kind of further in the distance, like it had moved on to the neighbors or something, because maybe it realized it couldn't get me. I don't know. But it moved on to the neighbors, and it just kept staying hello, and it just kept getting fainter and fainter, and it kept happening for, I don't know, maybe half an hour kind of off and on, and it just got farther and farther away. So that was really strange. I don't know what your guys' advice is, but I'm pretty sure it was a skinwalker. It definitely wasn't a kid. Don't worry, I checked everywhere. But it was a little frightening. But anyways, I have a few more horror stories from my work, but I just wanted to call that one in because it's freshest in my memory and it was really weird. So anyways, hope that wasn't too long-winded. I'm at work right now. I got two baby horses playing that are being chaotic, so sorry if I seem a little distracted, but I just wanted to call it. Thanks so much, guys, and hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Okay, that story's creepy. What do you think?
I don't like that.
I don't like that. But I do, like, if she would have been there by herself, you know, she's working with horses, so she's outside, and you hear a kid say hello, especially a kid voice, then that makes you want to help. It's like, oh, well, you know, where's this little kid? And then there would be that, oh my gosh, does this kid need help? But it just keeps saying hello. That's the really creepy part.
Yeah.
And it seems to respond to her hellos. Are you okay? Hello? 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 Oh, and you know, she's out there working with horses, so she's a million miles away. She's thinking about the horses and what's going on and taking care of them. You're not thinking at that time about a little kid when you hear hello.
Ooh, that's creepy.
What do you think of her theory about the skinwalker?
I've never heard of the skinwalker.
Okay, so I'm going to find you the definition.
Give me just like a little rundown.
All of a sudden, my computer's just opening things up, and I...
Oh, great. Perfect timing.
It's like things are... Let's see. Skinwalker. A Navajo culture skinwalker is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. That's what that one says. Oh. So if I say, can a skinwalker take the form of a child? They're shape-shifting witches, but they disguise themselves as deformed animals. However, in some traditions, a skinwalker can take the form of a child, is what it says.
Oh, that's great. Just what we need in 2024.
The concept of skinwalkers is deeply rooted in Native American lore and should be treated with respect. Oh, so that's just giving us one more thing to be freaked out about.
Well, welcome to 2024. I'm sure these things are...
Welcome 2024 and skinwalkers. Ugh, I know, but listening to her tell that story, like, I 100% believe that happened to her.
Yeah, I believe that too.
That is creepy. So if you have a real ghost story or perhaps a skinwalker story, we want to hear about it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.